This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, what's happening? Tiki and Tierney Show, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network as well. We've missed you on TV. Where you been? Coming to you from our Rocket Mortgage studio. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget, your family? Rocket can. On a stack Thursday around the country, what's happening? Dallas and the Saints at week 13. How the hell did that happen? Week 13. Oh, we are on TV. I wasn't sure if it was a stunt. Hello, TV. We missed you. Dallas, or maybe you missed us. Both, I think. Two-way street. New Orleans Saints and Dallas tonight. Dallas bleeding a little bit. They've dropped three out of four. We'll obviously get to that. I think there's some really great content today. Obviously, I'm going to get to the baseball out of the chute. Inbounds, out of bounds this hour as well. Brent Musburger with a takedown of the NFL. I'll hit that. Troy Aikman weighs in on, NFL super teams, all-star teams, and we'll get to all that stuff. So hopefully everybody's having a good day. Tiki is off today, so Tiki's doing his thing. I got my partner, just like he's got me when I'm not here. You see this little, now that we're on, this is really even perfect. You see this little spherical object in my hand, this baseball, which, by the way, I don't know if TV can zoom in on this. We have some props in our studio, right? If you're watching us here on CBS Sports Network, you can see over my shoulder now a little bit of a different studio shot. It's a one shot because Tiki's not here, but you can see my Navy baseball hat from Annapolis. You can see a Tiki and Tierney baseball bat behind me. You can see Tiki's big dome. I mean, look at those white teeth, by the way. I mean, are those white teeth or what? I mean, those are pretty looking pearls, right? There's a part of an old trophy. Maybe Gottlieb left one of his trophies here back in the day. Anyway, this was in that little trophy thing. And this obviously, there we go. Great job, TV. And this is a baseball. And it has to be a prop because it's made out of like wood. It's the weirdest looking. I mean, if you saw it from a distance, oh, he's got a normal baseball, two seam, four seam. This thing is made, it's like a wooden baseball. It's the oddest thing. But anyway, I hold up this beautiful spherical object, which has been a source of so much love and, quite frankly, consternation in my life, right? But mostly love, certainly from the time I was a little kid. And it's come full circle now, coaching my little guy who loves the sport as much as I did. When I was his age, he's going to turn seven soon, right? I love it. But for such a simple game, and you hear the old adage, and you hear this with other sports, but other sports are not simple. Like baseball, see the ball, catch the ball, hit the ball, run. Now, I'm also very much understating how hard it is to actually hit this moving sphere. That's not the point. I mean, just the concept of the game, put the bat on the ball, run 90 feet, make a left turn, make another one. Ball's hit to you, catch it, throw it, so on and so forth, right? Whereas with football, it's incredibly complex. There's a million rules. I mean, hell, even forget about trying to learn the game of football as a young kid and trying to decipher between the myriad calls that you'll have to, clipping, block in the back, hands to the face, illegal contact, all the ridiculous calls that we go through. And even basketball, there's a lot of nuance to the game of basketball. Baseball is inherently simple, okay? But having said that, nobody self-sabotages themselves as a sport like baseball. I mean, for the simplest, most rudimentary form of sport, nobody messes it up like my wonderful, beautiful, long romance game of baseball. Nobody. Nobody. So let me cut to the nut here. Do I believe the 2022 season is going to be impacted? I don't. In case you don't know, first worst work stoppage since 94-95, and that was a disaster. That was the cancellation of the World Series. You had scab players. It was just awful. Here's what you need to know. A couple of the bullet points. Number one, no with the lockout. Not a strike, a lockout. Obviously different. No new meeting scheduled yet, okay? No transactions can occur during the lockout. Players can't use the facilities to work out or rehab. Now, to me, that's the thing that's very problematic. So, say if you're a fan of the Brewers or the Cardinals or the Yankees or the Rays, whomever you root for, right? One of your star players, let's say, even if he's not a superstar, but he's your third pitcher, and he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. Good luck. You can't come to the facility, so you can't rehab. Good luck. You know, and you guys know, I went through that. I had the surgery, so I know what it's like to actually, it's every day to try to learn how to reacquaint yourself with, because that's what it feels like at first. Like, how do I pick up this little thing after you had a ligament transplanted and actually, like, it's hard as hell. And the only way you get from that to, boom, that is to actually go and rehab every day under the tutelage of brilliant doctors. Can't do it. So that's actually a big problem. I would not minimize that. I want to bring up this point that I think is pretty interesting. I have heard nobody bring this up, Stu Getz. Nobody. And I have immersed myself wall-to-wall baseball coverage all day. Now, a lot of the national shows, like, no disrespect, is, yeah, I like him, Colin, I know him, Colin Cowherd. He's not talking about the baseball. I mean, he might mention it, but he's not going too deep into it. Maybe Dan Patrick is, I'm not sure. Pat McAfee, I don't know. But, like, the national shows, both radio and TV, you'll get Mad Dog doing it. You'll get MLB Network. My man Shine will do it. And that's pretty much it. So you're not going to get a lot. So you got to be selective in what you listen to. And everything that I listened to, by the way, today, everything, not one person's made this point. And here's the point. Drug testing will be paused during the lockout. Okay? Now, you don't know if this is a two-week or a two-month stalemate. I would subscribe more to the latter. I think it's going to actually bleed into. I was talking about this in the newsroom with D-Cell, our former engineer, and Santer. And I think this thing bleeds into February. I think we're going to have to bunker down for it. This is not resolved tomorrow. This is not resolved before Christmas. I think this really bleeds into certainly 2022. I don't think we lose games, even like exhibition games, grapefruit and cat. I don't think that will be compromised. But this thing's going into February, right? So if I'm a player and I'm tempted, either I've used before or I'm tempted to gain an advantage now, and I know, hell, I'm locked out. I can't go to the facility. Actually, you go to MLB.com, there's no reference of players. It's like all generic stuff. They've got, like, eggs, like the egg profile picture. It's very bizarre. So I don't have to worry about somebody knocking on my door, handing me a bottle, and asking me to, go to the bathroom and so they can see if I'm taking anything. I don't know. Might anybody be more tempted this offseason to ingest steroids, HGH, other shortcut agents? They might be. Just remember I told you that. If you see a spike in offensive production next year, well, number one, who the hell knows what baseball is going to do with the ball, which is something we discussed yesterday. But I wouldn't be surprised if guys mess around with performance-enhancing drugs on a level that they have not done in almost a decade. That would not surprise me, all right? Minor league should be unaffected if you care about that. I do, but most of you are probably thinking more big picture. Now, the players want more league revenue, and the owners don't want to give this up. That's obvious. Now, you have to know a few things here, because whenever there's a stalemate like this, whenever there's, labor friction, invariably, you're going to latch on to one of the two sides. And let's face it, you want to latch on to the side of the millionaires or the billionaires. I think because to the average fan, they're both very unappealing options, I think, right? I tend to latch on to the purity of the game and what's good for us as consumers, as fans. That's what I really care about, right? I don't necessarily care if the average, salary is down 2% from 6.9 million to whatever, 6.3. I don't care. Do you? No, we don't care. I do care if teams aren't spending money and putting out competitive products. I do care if teams are sitting there in June saying, we'll take a look at the standings. Let's peruse the stand. Yeah, just what we thought. We suck. All right, let's just start trading off assets. Let's strip down. Yeah, I care about that. I do care about competitive balance. You know, I do care about stadium issues like the A's and the Rays that remain unresolved for well over 10 years. It's amazing, right? Those things I care about. So I say all that because usually I just gravitate to what's good for us. I'm with the players on this. I'm with the players. I'm not saying entirely because there's always an element of greed, and they have sloppily negotiated for years. But for the first time, they're finally coming to the table armed with some information and some data points. They're not showing up like dummies. Where do I sign? Oh, okay. No, they're coming correct, and they're not messing around. So you listen to Max Scherzer talk, and it's a different game, and that's just, you know, one of the reps. I think that this will be, I choose, let me take that back. I choose to believe, I don't even know if I could say I think, or I choose, which is also laced with a lot of hope, Samter. I choose to believe that these clowns will rectify this before it ruins the sport, oh, I don't know, again. I mean, I'd have to think that somewhere in the upper structure of the game, there is enough sensibility to prevail. It's got to be. Now, listen, we can sit here, and I have just harpooned Rob Manfred from, you know, he's. I don't bash him because he's not eloquent. I mean, not everybody's an effective speaker, but I, you know, think about some of the dumb things he said. He called the World Series trophy a piece of tin. He's lied to our faces. He didn't punish the Astros enough with the scandal, with the digital scandal. I mean, myriad missteps from this guy. I just think, listen, at the end of the day, he's a number two. And that's always been my position with the commissioner of Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred is a number two. I don't believe he's really a legitimate number one. Now, quite literally, he is number one, and that's proven problematic for baseball, but I believe he really should be, or his skill set aligns more with that of a number two. But even with all the criticisms that I've levied toward Manfred, and just do a Google search, and you'll find a million of them. I can't reset all of them. I think some are pretty entertaining. I mean, some of them, I was losing my mind with T. He was just laughing. Like, it was, especially with the Astro stuff. It's there, find it. I choose to believe, again, laced with hope, that Rob Manfred will not allow the sport to be crippled again the way his predecessor did. And that's Bud Selig. Like, you can't keep doing this to the fans. And you can't keep diminishing the aura of the sport, the place of the sport. Hey, by the way, the reverence for the sport, which, let's call for what it is, has dissipated with each passing generation, you know? I mean, I always talk about, you know, my dad was born in the 40s, Brooklyn Dodgers fan, right? You know, back then, you'd see Willie Mays on the subway. You'd see Mickey Mantle on the subway. You'd see Duke Snyder on the subway. Pee Wee Reese on the subway. You know, and even like as the 50s kind of morphed into the 70s, like, yeah, Reggie Jackson made a few million dollars, but the gap between Reggie Jackson and the average Yankee fan financially, while it was wide, it wasn't like, you know, Alex Rodriguez, $30 million, or Giancarlo Stanton, $32 million to whatever the average salary is now. It just wasn't. It wasn't that seismic. So with each passing decade, that valley widens. And that's one thing. That's okay if you respect your audience, if you respect the consumer. If at least, listen, we're all savvy enough to know this is entertainment and you get paid what you're worth. And I don't think people really begrudge that at the end of the day. All right. Yeah, here's where they do begrudge it. You'll hear, and this, I'm totally down with this. I mean, gee, look at this guy. This guy's making $33 million a year. He can't even bust his ass down to first base on a five-hopper to shortstop. Like, that's when it annoys people. But if they're playing hard and there's performance, and it's like the expectations are met, then fans are cool with the money. What they're not cool with is when they just slap you in the face, Major League Baseball, any sport, right? They disregard your emotions. They disregard your importance. They marginalize you, which they, unlike any other sport, continues to do. And by the way, since the 50s and the 70s and the 80s, when I really grew up on baseball, the early 80s, the UFC is here. Golf's gotten a lot bigger. Soccer's gotten bigger. Not that soccer's taken the place of baseball. I mean, domestically. In the world, it has. But domestically. But soccer's profile has grown domestically. You know? I mean, all these other, these battles for the consumer's dollar. After a while, I mean, if you keep just, you know, sticking the middle finger up at the fan, they're going to say, I'm done. I don't care how much I love the pinstripes or Dodgers pride or going to a game at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. They're going to be like, the hell with you. I'm done. So, I say this out of love. I truly say this out of love. But I say this with a warning. This is another warning flare. And if you go back and Google a lot of the things I said about Manfred, those were also warning flares, which he chose to ignore. I hope that he actually does not ignore this one. Flares up, notifications out. Do what you got to do for the next 2 months. We don't care. Really, at the 2 month Christmas, it's what is it, Mike? Fourth day of Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, by the way, everybody. Christmas is coming up. New Year's, you know, we'll be busy. That's fine. Basketball's here. Football week 13 begins tonight. March Madness, but before March Madness, before St. Patty's Day, we better know that pitchers and catchers are down south and out west, warming up and getting ready. And if you mess that up, baseball, then, I mean, you should honestly shrivel away. You should fade away. Now, I know I got a break here, but there's also two ways to present this. Everything I just said, I'm speaking for the average fan. Me? I'm the idiot. I'm locked in for life. I love the game. I don't care if there's 3,000 people in the stands. I don't care what it is. I'm coaching 7-year-old kids. I have fallen back in, my son, one of them. I have fallen back in love with the game. I started going back to games last year, went to a couple of the Yankee games. Like, I am in. You got me. You don't have to worry about the 40-year-old baseball fan that's hooked for life. You got me. And he got my son, and he got all his buddies who love baseball. But you know what? It's everything in between that will ultimately define if this sport either moves forward or continues to lose luster. Don't mess this up. Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up, guys. All right. You guys want to, you know, I can take some calls on this. This might be something I might want to take some calls on. What do you think, Samter? Maybe get some calls on this? What's the number? I haven't given it out in months. Yeah, I'm just kidding. 855-212-4227. If you agree, or maybe more specifically, if you disagree with anything that I said, you got the form. I'll let you chat. 855-212-4CBS. And I guess the of all that 18-minute speech, whatever, the question directly I'll pose to you, how tolerant are you or will you be with this lockout? How resilient will you prove to be? How understanding will you prove to be of the first work stoppage in almost 30 years? That I can tell you what I feel. I can't tell you what to think. That you've got to do. Okay? 855-212-4227. Most going to weave in the Cowboys coming up next. I mean, it's nuts. Oh, good song. You know, we went from the Cowboys chasing the first seed to the Cowboys trying to stave off a sub-500 team for the division. Think about that. We'll hit it coming up next as well. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network on this Thursday. What's happening? Hey, Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader. Early action returns. Justin Herbert. Hey, Herbert, start playing better, will you? My fantasy team really needs you. And I know you don't care about my fantasy team, just like I don't care about yours. Trust me, I know that. But a lot of us have Herbert. Let's go, man. He leads the Chargers against the Bengals. They've got their act together. The Eagles on the road against my Jets. Then it's one of the hard-hitting rivalries in football renewed when the Ravens in Pittsburgh. Ravens, by the way, 4.5-point favorites in Pittsburgh for a meeting with the Steelers. All begins on Sunday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. The NFL Today doubleheader this Sunday, only on CBS. I mean, listen to some of these paltry attendance figures from this past year. Now, you almost have to take Miami with a grain of salt, right? But the Oakland A's averaged 8,767 people per game. And they were good. The Tampa Bay Rays were really good. They averaged 9,513. Now, Toronto's a little tough because didn't Toronto have like 3 homes? They started down in Dunedin, and then they went up to Buffalo. Yeah, because of the Canadian mandates, they didn't get to Toronto until really, I think maybe September, actually, if I recall correctly. But so that maybe this isn't the best representation of Toronto fans, but 10,119. Baltimore's terrible. I don't blame them. Pittsburgh, 10,600. Arizona, 12,000. I mean, these are like middling college basketball attendance figures, not Major League Baseball. And I understand that the revenue is in large part with the television contracts. I get that, but it looks bad when you've got a swath of empty seats. And you know what? If you don't handle this properly, you're going to have a whole lot more. Because I don't know how resilient and accepting you guys are going to remain of this. All right, let's get some calls. 855-212-4227. Timmy's in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure this is, you're going to have to, okay. Tim, what's happening, buddy? How are you, man?
Hey, guys. First of all, I love your show. It's my favorite show of the day. I am a diehard Bucks fan, diehard Rays fan.
Uh-huh.
And I can't say verbatim what you said earlier, but I agreed everything with what you said about Major League Baseball doing, you know, they're tearing a really great game away from us for the sake of money, and it's
Tim, let me ask you a question, Tim. What was your everybody's got like that. We can, most people. I mean, I'm unnaturally good at this. Like, one of the few things I'm good at in life, I am unnaturally good at remembering like specific details. When I'm talking like when I'm 5, 6 years old, like, so not everybody can, I guess, retain. But like, what was the first baseball memory that you really, really, truly remember? Give me a quick little snapshot. Year, a team, what do you got?
Well, the Rays going to the World Series.
Well, and you're talking about in 2008? But how old are you, Tim? That's my point. How old are you?
Well, I'm 56 years old.
That was my point. So you've seen the game evolve, and you've seen a change. And listen, Tim, I think, and I can't speak for you, I think that you're okay. You guys are going to have to take care of this, or that, for whatever reason, it's not working. Thanks for the call there, Tim. I appreciate it. I don't know. Because that's going to really. Hey, guys, we got to be on top of that. That's going to be rough on me here. Thank you. It's going to be, especially without Tiki, just to kind of continue my thought and work that. Thanks. I think that if you're born, you know, in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s, like I was, you know, there's a different level of acceptance, tolerance, because you're already, you know, you're already into the game. You're deep. It's up to your neck. If you just became a baseball fan, you know, in the early 2000s, depending upon your age or whatever, it's going to be a little bit of a different microscope here. And you'll be more sensitive, perhaps. Maybe you won't be. But I just, no other sport goes through this. Don't get me wrong. Other sports have issues. You know, football, like Deflategate, the way they butchered Ray Rice situation. The officiating's been horrendous on a lot of levels. Transparency. Like, every sport has challenges. Every sport. But I feel like baseball is by far the worst at putting out the flames. Let's go to New Jersey. George is up now on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Georgie? How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good voice, George.
First time caller.
Thank you, buddy. Very authoritative pipes there, George. You should be doing voiceover work, man. That's a good voice, dude.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I need a job, too. I'm between jobs. I'm a 65-year-old semi-retired basketball coach. I've coached 40 years.
Wow.
Every level.
Really?
Middle school to NBA. And I was a really good baseball player back in my high school and college days. But, you know, I haven't been a fan of the game as much as I was basketball, especially because I was working in that field so heavily. But my grandson plays. And the last 2 years, I'm like you, man. I'm all in. I've watched Major League Baseball channel and more baseball games in the last 2 years than I have in my 63 years previous combined.
Okay.
I love it. And I just hope they don't mess it up, because, you know, we go to the games sometime with the Mets and the Yankees. I got a friend of mine, Daryl Boston, the first base coach for the
White Sox. Debo. Yeah, Debo. Absolutely. Yeah, old outfielder. Yeah. He was a good player. Lefty. Debo was good. Good player.
Yeah. And my, one of my very best friends is Dave Parker.
We're name dropping now, Georgie. Look at it. We just had Dave on the show a month ago.
Oh, okay. He didn't even tell me about it. Well, he trains my nephew, my grandson. He trains my grandson. I take videotapes of him in his workouts. I send them to Dave. He breaks them down and talks to my grandson. And then when we go to Cincinnati, he has access to one of the working facilities there.
Love it.
Cincinnati. The Reds have a great indoor and three outdoor fields out there, and he has access to it. He takes him in, and we work on everything.
Lucky kid.
And yeah, man, my grandson really has a chance. You know, he's young. He's playing. He played 9U. He played in a great program here in West Orange. They played for the championship 3 out of the last 4 seasons. They play spring, summer, and fall.
Yeah, and by the way, now, George, what team that we may have played against? Well, my son's 7 is 7U, but a lot of what team is he on? What's the name of the team?
West Orange.
I got you. So you're forgetting the nickname, but it's out of West Orange. Got it. Okay,
yeah, West
man.
Orange, New Jersey. Yeah,
good. Great
yeah.
baseball. Great baseball in New Jersey for sure. Loving it,
man. And I've learned a lot since he's been playing, because I'm more detail oriented. Because when I played, you know, I was the second coming to Dave Parker and never came.
Never showed up.
I was natural. I was a natural guy, and I didn't have the fundamentals in the game of baseball that I had in basketball. And I think that's helped me to have a prolonged coaching career in basketball, because I learned the detail and the fundamentals. Like, great basketball players do not become great coaches usually.
But by the way, George, and I'm going to let you roll only because it's, you know, timing is of the essence on the show. Great call. Love it. Thank you very much. But that applies to baseball, too. You think about a lot of the great managers, like, you know, Tommy Lasorda, may he rest in peace, was a bit player. You know, Bobby Cox, you know, was a bit player. Billy Martin was a good player. Earl Weaver, no. You know, Don Zimmer, no. These are older examples. Jim Leland, no. Tony La Russa, no. A lot of the managers, I know it's changed a bit now, because a lot of baseball managers basically get fed stuff from upstairs, and they got to basically do whatever the front office tells them to do, whatever the computer spits out. But a lot of them are catchers, you know, minor league guys. It's a challenge. That's why I think somebody like, you know, Larry Bird didn't necessarily love coach, because when you're great, you can't relate necessarily to the flawed player. Whereas if you are, you know, somebody who either had injuries or had only a modicum of success, I think your brain is more capable of understanding the plight, especially in a sport based on failure like baseball, of the up and down nature of the game. But, you know, I'll tell you this. The thing that's crazy is that, and this is why it would be such a detriment to mess around with this now. We finally got past the point. Remember about, well, it was with Batista for sure. The fervor, the uproar, the energy. Going back, I'd say at its apex about 4 years ago, but even still languishing up until about 2 years ago. Oh, the bat flips. Look at these punks. Just put your head down. Stop pimping the home runs. Nonsense. And you know what? Took me a while to put my mind around that, too. Like, hey, you now, if you style, that thing better hit plastic. It better hit a seat, not the rubber wall. Otherwise, you know, you're going to get chastised for it, rightfully so. But baseball now, and I've explained this to Tiki over the years, because, you know, he didn't grow up the baseball fan that I did, although he's certainly schooled himself very well because he's a smart guy and he cares about his craft. But the game's changed, man. Like, it's fast. It's explosive. And now there's an acceptance of, you know, an element of Hollywood, of showmanship, just having a little flair, have a little bit of fun, you know, a little pimping. Like, if you do a Ricky Henderson now, people don't really react as much. 2 years ago, oh, hit him in the back next. Who does he think he is? Showing up the game. Drill him in the numbers next time. Take him out. Throw some cheese under his chin. Shut up. It was really stagnating the game. It was holding the game back from being modernized for younger fans, for social media purposes, you know? And if they were to ever stifle, I know they've got some attendance issues for sure, and they've got competitive balance issues, as I chronicled before. Some teams not spending, etc. Teams selling in June, we can't compete, trade this guy to a contender, get rid of that guy for a couple of prospects. 5 years later, do the same thing with the prospects you just got. But I really think that, like, aesthetically, optically, baseball looks as good as it's ever looked. And that's why they've got to protect that. And if you're just tuning in, I don't care what happens the next couple of months. You know what? You could sling mud in the papers and the websites and on social media every day. Just make sure the season starts on time. That's it. Resolve it by then, and we're good. All right, coming up. By the way, I was going to get to a little Cowboys here. I'll punt that a little later in the show. Monster game for them. Taysom Hill playing tonight for the Saints. They got to win as well. But we'll do inbounds, out of bounds, after acts update. Next hour, my buddy from St. John's, Mike Anderson. Johnny's playing Kansas tomorrow night at UBS Arena. First basketball game there. So I'm looking forward to that. Brent Musburger with an interesting take on John Gruden and what happened there. After Rack's update, inbounds, out of bounds. Here's Rich. All right, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Pretty looking shot right there in Manhattan. Oh, the day is getting shorter, though. That's what happens when it's already week 13 in the NFL. Week 13 tonight. Week 13, what? That's insane. Cowboys and the Saints, I'll do that a little bit later on. Mike Anderson, head coach of St. John's. Johnny's playing Kansas tomorrow. Billy Self's team, number 8 in the country. Brent Musburger, interesting take on what happened to John Gruden. And John Heyman will join me a little bit later, MLB Network Insider, Odyssey Sports as well, what I really spent the first 40 minutes of the show on, about the lockout. And, you know, I mean, baseball, I get it, business is business, but there's only so much, so much before the dam bursts. And the thing with baseball, we've seen a burst before, and you don't rebuild that dam overnight or in a day. Don't worry about me. I'm here. I mean, I'm watching, you know, I'm watching. I'm a Yankee guy. I'm going to watch the Mets as well. I'm going to watch MLB Network. I'm going to do fantasy baseball in the same league I've done for 15 years. I'll bet a few bucks on the over-unders, keep it loose there. I'm coaching, most importantly. My little guy's going to be 7 soon. Just diving into the deep end of the baseball pool. I am in love with the game. You? If that love is a little short of where mine is, you will be less tolerant in terms of how this goes the next couple of months here. So we shall see. Anyway, Teak is out. He is back tomorrow. Actually, so Mike, wait. Can we say that he's doing what he's doing this weekend? Or no, what does that mean? He's shrugging his shoulders. Is that a yes or a no? I know he's off tomorrow for sure. Okay, so I guess I'll just keep that to myself. All right, inbounds, out of bounds. Here we go.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right, what's wrong, and who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and Out of Bounds now. With Tiki and Tierney.
All right, so this is the best part of Santer's broadcasting career. He gets to be me for a little bit. Stu Getz, take down the mask so we can see you laughing at that, will you? Come on. At least pretend you're laughing. Santer, he gets to be me. He gets to read the questions. I'm sure inject his own little editorial nature to it, as he always does, even if we tell him not to. But Santer, go ahead, buddy. Give it a shot. Demble tape. Fire it up. Demble tape time. Let's go.
This is very important. I have to really prove myself here. I'm working on my radio voice, too. I've heard that, you know, sometimes I got to lower the tone.
Oh, lower the tone.
A little bassier.
No, that's nonsense. Whoever said to change your voice?
Well, that's what I hear.
Tiki
really lowers it when he's on TV, too.
Well, you know, it's funny, too, because I heard the last off day that I had, Rondé called in, and Rondé's like, dude, what's with the radio voice? I was in the car, I heard it live. It was so funny because it's true. I mean, listen, if you have to read something, sometimes you got to ham it up, like, you know, O'Reilly Auto, like, yeah, but no, this stuff, there's no radio voice, just be you. Well, and hope it's good enough.
Well, let's be honest, nobody wants me to be me. But anyway, Justin Herbert wants to be him, and he took the NFL by storm as a rookie, and while he's played well, he hasn't taken the expected steps forward in his second season.
No, he's killing my fantasy team is what he's doing.
Some of the media are now saying that part of the problem is that Herbert throws the ball too hard, making it difficult for his receivers to catch it. Whiteout Keenan Allen was asked about it and, well, didn't hold back.
Okay. Some of us have wondered if Herbert is almost throws too much of a fastball. Is there anything to that?
I've never been a fan of somebody saying that. You got to catch the ball. If he throws it too hard, go out there and turn the jug machine up and get ready to catch the fastball. So he throwing the ball to you, you better catch it. I want the ball. Throw that you want to throw it.
Just throw it my way.
So, in or out, you do believe it is a problem if a quarterback throws the ball too hard?
Yeah, inbounds. Now, Keenan Allen's not going to say that, but if you really listen to what he just said, he's basically co-signing the question, you know, the point, the premise. He seems like he's flinging it too hard. Now, that's not going to matter on a go route where you've obviously got to put air under the ball, but if you're in close proximity, especially, think about this, guys. This is just a depth perception thing, especially, like, in the middle of the field where Keenan Allen works a lot, like, you're going to have, you know, linebackers' hands and nickel corners' hands, like just bodies moving, flailing. And if that thing's moving at an inordinate rate, I mean, that extra second it gets up on you, you know, you might not hold in a few. So I get it. I've even seen Zach Wilson do that on, he better fix this fast because I'm growing very impatient with Zach Wilson's inability to throw a screen pass. But I know Zach does that. You got to take a little juice off it. Now, part of that is just, you know, knowing what's there and seeing what's there, which I think Herbert does and Wilson does not yet. I'm not comparing Wilson to Herbert. Herbert's terrific, and Wilson right now has proven nothing. But I think that there is some truth to that, whether it's Allen or others. Yeah, I have no problem saying that that's a fair statement. Inbounds.
Are you in or are you out?
The Big Ten has littered the top 10 in college football all season long, boasting a variety of offensive stars. Obviously, we talked about Purdue receiver David Bell. Michigan's Hassan Haskins has over 1,200 yards rushing. Spartans' Kenneth Walker III has 1,600 yards rushing himself.
Beast.
Maybe the top back in all of college football.
Yeah, 5 touchdowns against the Wolverines. Remember that?
However, absolutely. And however, yesterday, Ohio State quarterback, freshman, C.J. Stroud, was named Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year, throwing 38 touchdowns to just 5 picks. So, in or out, you do believe Stroud is the best offensive player in the Big Ten?
I don't believe that. I think that that is positional biasy, and that's also, usually, it's odd, it's actually working the other way. Usually, it's like recency bias. You hear that expression all the time. It's a complete antithesis, because if you actually judge C.J. Stroud's season, I don't want to say it's a tale of two seasons. I'm not trying to present where, you know, the first half was phenomenal, and the second half he's, you know, turned into a middling quarterback who's in danger of losing his job and maybe transferring. Far from it. But there has been a noticeable downtick in performance. If we're judging this from the start till now and eliminating that bias that goes always to the quarterback position and totality judgment, no. I actually don't think. I would say that it's Kenneth Walker myself. Well, I mean, it's either Bell or Walker. but I do not believe it's Stroud. I like the kid, but there's been a little regression, and that needs to be acknowledged, which it was not in him winning the award.
Are you in or are you out?
Jump ahead. We've talked a lot of baseball. We're going to do a little bit more. Carlos Correa is one of the, if not the, biggest remaining offensive free agent as the league went into the lockdown. When not DHing, Correa has only played shortstop during his seven-year career. Mm-hmm. However, our buddy John Heyman, who's going to join us at 5:20 p.m. Eastern today, reported that Correa is receiving interest as a third baseman.
Mm-hmm.
And the two-time All-Star, which is weird. It feels like he's been more than two-time All-Star. But
it feels like he should be, but he has not been.
The some two-time injuries. All-Star is reportedly open to the switch and apparently very good at it. In or out, it would be a mistake to move Correa to third.
Out of bounds. I think about it this way. If you have a really good not every shortstop would translate to third base. Not every shortstop would translate to third base. Some shortstops would. Alex Rodriguez did. Cal Ripken did. Carlos Correa absolutely will. And if you're a team that has an entrenched shortstop whose skill set you don't believe will be as transferable to third base, well, you're not going to sign Carlos Correa. But if you're trying to maximize the infield and he's willing and he's got the skill set, and listen, you talk to anybody around baseball, this is always a consistent theme. Like, his arm strength, he can move to third base tomorrow and be a Gold Glove third. Well, there's actually a couple of good third basemen in the American League, very good. But he might be, even if he's a tick below, he's going to be right there. His instincts are there, the arm's there. The range obviously is there as a shortstop, although range, you're less range dependent as a third baseman. It's more, quick step and shuffle, and it's either down the line or into left field to your left. So I think that he will be a great third baseman. The other thing it does is from his point of view, monetarily, Mike, I think it probably tacks on potentially another 2 years. Because if you're a team and you broach the subject of, hey, listen, when you get a little bit older, do you want to trans? Whether it's now or late, are you amenable to a switch to third base? If he's like, no, like Jeter was always saying no when A-Rod came here. Then a team might say, yeah, I don't know if this is worth the risk. This could be a headache. But if he is amenable to it, then you say, okay, this will be a smooth transition, whether it's this year or in 2029 or whatever it might be. Absolutely smart on his part, smart by teams investigating it, and he'll be terrific. Terrific.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
Now, Santer's always bored us with his baseball stories. Stu Getz, your best position was what? I'm going to guess second base.
Yeah, I wasn't very good at baseball. I'd say second base or maybe, middle outfield or something like that.
They throw you in right field?
Little league, yeah.
The kid who's wiping away snots and, shooing away gnats. The kid who's, staring in the outfield when the one ball comes his way.
Pretty much.
No, it wasn't me.
I just wasn't good.
Okay, that's fine. All right. But at least your head was in the game. You were locked in. You were a good teammate.
Absolutely.
High IQ.
Yeah, base running. Drawing some walks here and there.
Were you fast?
Yeah, a little.
See, everybody who wasn't good at baseball says they were fast. Santer, oh, I could run. Obviously, Tiki's like, Tiki, he's the one I believe. I would have stole 50 bases. He probably would have. Stu Getz telling me he can run. I don't know. St. John's head coach, Mike Anderson, going to join me coming up next. Playing Kansas tomorrow. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.